All right. I am Adriana Borg, and I took Bible Foundations 2, and it is an in-depth overview of Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. And if you don't know, there's like 6 foundation stones we went through, and we went in-depth in each. And it's kind of like Carpenter Series, but even deeper. And it was so cool. It was my second time taking this class, and I was so excited to see what God was going to do, because I'm like, okay, the last time I took it, I was probably 19 or something, or 20, and I didn't know as much, and now I was like, okay, God, I'm ready to grow. So we went over repentance from dead works, faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And then through all of those, you wouldn't think, at least I didn't know how much more there was to glean from those 6 things and how many lessons were in each one. And one of the lessons that stood out for me was the doctrine of baptisms. And in one of the lessons we covered, circumcision of heart. And what was so cool about it is the reminder of the results of what happens when your heart is circumcised. And one of the results was that we are sensitive and responsive to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. And it's something that God has always been growing me in, always challenging me in. And it was so cool that this year I got to do that. And the one thing that how this played out in my life was at work. The most time I spend throughout my day is at work. So God was really challenging me in being able to be a light at work. And there was one coworker that I don't really get along with very well. And I had felt kind of justified in that of like, well, they don't treat me well, so I don't know. You know, like I'm not gonna, I wasn't being very, Jesus follower like. So God really convicted my heart. Like the Holy Spirit spoke to me. If you will not repent of holding on to that hurt and forgive them, you'll never be able to like reach them and really move towards them. And I'm like, oh, okay, Lord. And so I remember I would repent of it and I would pray for them. And that was like the one thing that God kept telling me to just pray for them. Keep praying for them and not like, God, change them. I don't like how they're acting. But God, like, give me your heart. Give me your eyes to see them like the way you see them. And over several months, like it took a few months, like maybe like 4 months. And then all of a sudden, I like remember the lady like came up to me and she's like, do you guys have like a prayer tree? Do you guys like, you know, and she was in need. And I remember I had been praying for her and God just was like, this is your opportunity. You can pray for her right now. And it was so cool because it opened the door for me to be able to just share how much God loves her and God cares for her and sees her situation and just get to pray for her. And I felt like, I was like, that's being more sensitive to the Holy Spirit is listening to just keep praying for her. And then also being aware of like, this was my chance to take that step of faith. So.